I don't know. I mean, it's always getting the work done. So we just, you know, look at the good plays and, you know, look at little minor corrections here or there, but it was good.
Say like any other Monday where you spend almost all the time looking back and then maybe a little bit of time looking forward?
I mean, we, you know, go through our same routine. So, you know, we watched our corrections and, you know, now it's on to Baltimore. Mm.
So you're the experienced one. Done a couple of these AFC title games before.
I know, wow. I mean, it's an exciting game. I mean, you know, the top two teams in your conference playing for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, came up short last 2 years, but that's a past. And, you know, we're focusing on this one, and we're focusing on beating the Baltimore Ravens and going to the Super Bowl.
Talk about the importance of having this game at home. I mean, you've been on the other side of being away for a couple of years.
Wow. I mean, you know, you could see, you know, how loud the fans were, you know, Saturday night. They were rocking. The building was, you know, was great, and we thrived off that energy. So, you know, playing here at home, it's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and, you know, already excited about it.
Is that the loudest you'd ever heard this crowd?
Oh, definitely. By far, it was loud. You know, we were making, you know, checks defensively, and, you know, you had to double check with each other because, you know, it was loud. So we're just looking for that and more come game day.
You know, there's been some focus on the 2009 game where Patriots lost the Ravens and all that. But you weren't here. Like 30 others weren't here. Has there been any talk of that internally?
Not so much. I mean, you know, yeah, you know, that game didn't turn out in our favor, you know, in the past. But, you know, right now it's focused on the present. And we control, you know, that how we play and how we prepare. I mean, you know, this game, you know, you're going against a great football team, you know. You know, you got playmakers all across the board over there. And, you know, some of the best guys ever play at their position are on that team. So, you know, we got to out-prepare them and get ready to play a physical football game.
Is the intensity or the atmosphere that much more increased in the AFC Championship, or is playoff football just playoff football?
I mean, each level of it, you know, definitely increases because you're that much closer to, you know, to your ultimate goal. So, you know, your preparation has to increase. Your level of intensity has to increase. You know, you're playing for something huge here. Opportunity to be, you know, to go to Super Bowl and be, you know, Super Bowl champ. So, you know, nothing else matters at this point. So
how easy is that to do? Because like you just said, you know what the opportunity is. You know what lies on the other side.
I mean, it's, you know, putting everything else aside. I mean, that's where your focus is. It shouldn't be hard for any of us to, you know, to dedicate everything you got for this time period to get this job done. You know, that's not hard at all. It's what we want.
I know you're a big Ronnie Harrison guy. What about Ed Reed? Was he a guy who was always on your radar growing up?
You know, I mainly growing up was a, you know, Brian Dawkins, Rodney Harrison, you know, fan. I mean, Ed Reed, he's a playmaker in his own right. I mean, you know, he studies film and he's a ball hawk when he's on the field. So, you know, hats off to him. But, you know, hey, going against our offense, so we'll see what happens.